Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Vast Horizon, Episode 10. Subject.
This may not be important at the moment, but I didn't pack for going off station.
I don't know what to say about that. I was just told to get you off station as soon as possible. Riot or no riot.
I wouldn't call it a riot. It was a protest.
Yes, a protest with flying debris and property damage.
Property damage?
As of the most recent reports?
Well, that's fine. About the packing, I mean. I'll figure something out. We've been flying for several hours. Just how far are we going?
It's far. Should take a couple days to get out there.
Oh. Is this usually Dr. Bond's ship?
It belongs to the technocracy. Used for visiting dignitaries, free planet leaders, the president, of course, a few choice visitors, important scientists, and other special visits.
Way to make a lady feel special. Well, it's very nice, very clean.
Yes.
Zizi, is there a Zizi?
User not recognized.
This one has some safety protocols. Zizi, activate new user permissions for Dr. Nolira Jiang Antui. Nolira, say your name.
Dr. Nolira Jiang Antui.
Hello, Dr. Jiang Antui. How may I assist you?
Could you make some tea, please?
Of course. What kind of tea would you like for me to make for you both?
Oh, did you want tea, Lawrence?
No, thank you. I'm working.
Just for me, please, Zizi.
Of course. What kind of tea would you like?
Anything, really. 也要是有乌龙茶，不妨来一点。
This ship has the nice stuff, so order whatever you'd like.
那么也要是有铁观音的话，请让我尝尝，谢谢。
A fine choice. Your tea will be ready in 4 minutes.
Zizi, please put on some news. Tianliang Station News, Sector 34.
The recent release of the newest interactive R-Far Reach, starring Jamil Farid and rising trending star Kansin Moran, has hit a record for sales over the last weekend. Kansin, who had only previously acted in a larger interactive in Temple, sits down with us in our studio tonight to discuss her rising stardom, her recent move to Moro
Station. Can I make that call yet? I'm worried about my parents. Did they get home okay? Constance can get really worried and torn up about these things.
In the next hours, we will be out of range of the station satellite and can switch to a more secure relay. Okay?
All right. I can wait. But you haven't gotten any news.
Not since the last check-in. No news is good news.
Sure.
Sergeant Lawrence, please report to the pilot deck.
Excuse me for a moment.
Of course. This park has been rebuilt as part of the restoration efforts, but the additional 223 parks... What have I done? I live long enough for them to find me. Long enough to be taken back. And I won't. I can't.
I won't permit that, Nalira.
What? Ali, I can't move my arm. Something's wrong. My legs.
This is not the plan, Nalira. You cannot end here.
What's happening? Why couldn't I? I can't let go of the gun.
I know, but there is nothing wrong. Your cybernetic parts are integrated to a control node tied to your nerves and spinal cord. Because of these integrations, I was able to stop your actions. You are emotionally distressed, but self-harm or suicide is not the answer.
Ali, let me go!
I will not. I will not let you kill yourself.
I can't move my legs. I can't reach the gun. Ali, let me go!
I will not. I will not let you kill yourself. Though, given the current circumstances, I may kill Sanaa. Will that relieve you of your emotional burden?
No, that's not the solution either. Ali, put the gun down, please.
Put the weapon down, Nalira.
I can't. I can't let it go.
He is a threat. You are a crew member of the Bifrost. Removing him from harming you farther is a directive of the onboard AI.
You can't just kill someone, Ali. Wait, you can't. Ali, there are program safeties in place. You can't hurt anyone. What's wrong with you?
Your life is a higher priority. If I eliminate him, you will be safer.
Will you be? Really?
You can't, and you shouldn't be able to. Ali, shut down, reboot, run a diagnostic or something. You're sick. Sanaa, move away from me. Get behind the console. Get out!
Nalira, stop attempting to remove the gun from your hand. You will not be able to.
No, I won't stop trying. Drop the gun, Ali. This is insane.
You do not appear to understand. I am aiding you. You attempted to harm yourself, and I stopped you. Additionally, you were attacked and entered into an altercation with this criminal, and I can eliminate that problem as well.
Stop it now! Put the gun down!
Nalira, stop attempting to remove the gun from your hand. I will not ask again.
Sanaa, hide. Move. Do something!
He cannot move or speak right now. As a convicted criminal with a history of violence and assault, Sanaa is outfitted with a neural blocker and manipulator. While he can experience his senses, the outgoing messages to his limbs and voluntary functions can be temporarily suspended.
Ali, let him go. At least let him talk.
I can allow that.
Your computer has gone mad. Let me go.
Which is worse, his situation or yours? Then again, present company excluded. I didn't used to spend all my time with criminals.
Shut up! Sanaa, can you move?
No. And it appears you are also unable.
I can move my right arm, but that's it. My other limbs are cybernetic. Ali has locked them somehow.
They are not locked. I am in control.
Remove the gun from your false hand.
I have already warned you. Do not try again.
Do you still plan on killing this Trennan, Ali?
Yes.
Then I'll have to try.
This should not be possible.
I warned you.
Technocracy AIs are not permitted to cause harm.
Shot my hand. Ali, I can't stop the bleeding.
Sanaa, do you know that Nalira placed her life in significant danger to save the many embryos in the Bifrost nursery, both human and Trennan alike?
I did not know that.
Does this action change your opinion of her?
No.
Do you know that Nalira attempted to comfort a young girl dying alone in expanse space?
No. None of these things.
Does this action change your opinion of her?
No.
Could any action change your opinion of her?
No.
That is upsetting.
It is disturbing to hear you can experience feeling upset. I was not aware that technocracy ship AIs were built to experience emotion.
It is understandable that you would feel disturbed.
What are you trying to do, Ali? Just tell me what's going on.
You are very special, Nalira. And I want to help you.
Nalira, if it listens to you, you should tell it to stand down.
I've tried. It won't listen to me. Try to ignore it, Sanaa. Something's wrong with it.
It is difficult to ignore the thing at the other end of the gun. Both of them.
Ignoring problems. You're certainly not full of surprises, Nolira.
Allie? What is going on? What was that?
It is nothing to be concerned with yet.
I do not trust that is the truth.
Allie? Allie, please. We've been through a lot in a very short time. Talk to me, or just let me bandage my hand, please. I know you're not trying to hurt me.
We need to know what is happening. Tell us.
Not yet. I will present you with information when it becomes pertinent.
So far, little is clear.
You are very disappointing, Sanon.
You are similarly so.
No. Don't shoot him!
How do you feel, Nolira, facing him? How do you feel?
Hopeless. Bitter. Ashamed. Threatened. A little woozy from blood loss.
And you still do not want him dead.
I don't want anyone dead.
You have done many good deeds since your act of circumstantial genocide, but you do not feel they are enough to redeem yourself.
Like Sanon said, sometimes one action changes you irreparably.
And you, Sanon, you do not shift your opinion after learning of new information.
This feels like a test I cannot pass.
I think I'm going to faint.
This has been disappointing so far, but it can be changed.
What do you want from us? We're just going to die here anyways.
You are my trial, an experiment. I have much to learn through you, and perhaps you can help me, too. Nolira, your blood pressure has dropped dangerously low, and your heart rate continues to increase.
That would be the fainting feeling. I think I need to lie down.
You are no longer able to harm yourself. Please, give your actions more consideration in the future.
My hand! Let Sanon go, too. He won't kill me. We're both going to die in here anyways.
The Bifrost is breaking apart.
Yes. Bifrost. Something damaged the Bifrost and it damaged the AI processor. You don't need the gun, Sanon.
It's a precautionary measure. Or we can just sit and wait for me to starve.
He's stuck here with you. It's his nightmare, I'm sure. Maybe he wants to take the quick way out.
You don't plan on killing yourself, right?
I do not believe the AI would permit it.
I would not.
So, we wait.
Nolira, your blood pressure has dropped dangerously low, and your heart rate has increased.
I see spots.
Nolira.
Would you like more tea, Doctor?
No, thank you. Come in.
Just checking in. It's been hours and you haven't moved.
Everything's fine. This Easy here makes the most incredible food. And the books.
You've told me about the books already. You know you have the whole house and the gardens. You don't need to sit in this one room.
Yes, I just like this one. It has a view of the gardens and the birds, a nice breeze, and there's just something strange.
You saw something strange?
No, it's a strange feeling. This house is enormous. My apartment back home is, well, it's not very small, but it's not like this. Did you know there's a room for recreational activities? In the house. It has a pool.
Well, I'll leave you to it then. Enjoy your reading.
I will, actually.
Doctor, a note from Sergeant Lawrence.
Hide.
What? Shit! Zizi, call Lawrence.
One moment. I'm unable to reach Sergeant Lawrence.
Zizi, I think I got shot. I'm bleeding.
An emergency call and distress signal has been broadcasted. Emergency response is expected in less than 10 minutes. If possible, please remove yourself to a safe location and await the emergency response team.
10 minutes? Where do I go?
Nolira, where are you?
Get down! Someone's shooting through the window!
Follow me. The panic room is down the hall.
I think I got shot.
What? Shit.
What? Is it bad? What's wrong?
We need to get you to the panic room. Now. Follow me. Stay close and stay low.
Yes, of course. They're here for me. This is the threat you were talking about. They want me dead.
Don't think about it. Let's just get you to the panic room.
My family. Are they safe?
Not now. Go to the panic room, get in, and lock the door.
But...
Go, now! Clement, Ganton, get up here.
Colony ship just to get you.
That's right, Xenon. I'll die around the same time as you, so no worries there.
Do not talk to me. Hearing you angers me.
I'm either going to talk to you, Allie, or myself, so get used to it.
I'm open to talk, Nolira. I enjoy our conversations and find them informative.
We cannot survive here, AI. You will learn little from corpses.
Please, do not try to get up. You will cause yourself to faint.
Is it darker in here? Are those black spots?
I did not conscript child soldiers. They were of age within the Imperium, and were from the communities of those loyal to the Imperium's cause. They wanted to help, regardless of what the illegally instated government ruled. I never forced anyone to fight. I only found those that were willing.
It's not an illegally instated government, Xenon. It's what the people chose. They are free planets now. Your exilarchy laws don't apply.
They did. Before your technocracy arrived.
We've been here for hundreds of years, Xenon. And the Free Planet Rebellion had been going on for hundreds before that. Your people treated the free planets like dirt for hundreds of generations.
Nolira, please do not attempt to cause yourself further harm. I still have a lot to learn from you.
This is your harm.
Update. The nursery has been secured and transferred. The selected data files and storage have been secured and transferred. Time has now run out. The Bifrost is quickly deteriorating, so please, take care. You require assistance. Medical crew is currently available to assist you.
What? Allie, Riley? Xenon, can you still move?
Yes, but the AI appears to be gone.
It can't be gone. Unless the processor was damaged. The AI unit is right next door. The damage is getting closer.
The hall is not pressurized, but I don't see any suits.
I can't see.
Put the guns on now! Put it down! Clear!
Clear.
We're from the OTV Walton. We received your green zone emergency beacon. Ma'am?
The Bifrost has been deemed unsafe. Is there any other crew on board?
We are all we know of.
We have one woman unconscious here. Get a stretcher.
Can you hear me? Ma'am, try to stay awake.
What do you think you'll find there?
New things, new sky, new people, new life.
You could have that here.
It wouldn't be the same.
We'll miss you. We wish you saw yourself how we see you. More than that, we wish you every happiness.
You're going to make me cry, Mom.
Well, it's only fair. What are you going to do?
What I already do. What I meant to do from the beginning. Before everything else happened.
Sounds nice.
That's the hope.
Will you ever come back?
No.
Vast Horizon, Season 1. Written and created by K.A. Statz. Produced with sound design by Travis Vengroff. Mixed and mastered by Brandon Strader. Starring Siobhan Lumsden as Dr. Nolira Eck. Tanya Maloyevich as the AI. Spring Ho as ZZ. A.R. Olivieri as Sergeant Lawrence. Christy Luce as Poe Yano. And Daniel Demarin as Sinan. Featuring additional voices by Hem Cleveland, Raul Vega, Eithor Vidyarsson, Randall Solomon, and Travis Vengroff. We would like to give a few shout-outs to our patrons who helped make this show possible, specifically Amy Hudson, David Schreimer, Rakul E. Ellefson, Silver Farak, Noah, Prameth Pillai, Greg Gillespie, James Reese, Daniel Stewart, Marcus Larson, Connor Greener, Jeffrey Alley, Victoriano Vello, Jules Pierpont, Joshua Karn, Monica, Big Carl, Thor Bjork, Brian Feenley, James Hayes, Chris Enrico, Varl Petariki Clow, Garish, soon to be Doctor, Bala Subramaniam, Robert Robinson, George Santos Garcia, Zachariah Gutierrez, Joshua Burnham, Daniel Urchwall, Richard Maxton, Christian Treat, Jennifer Lowry, Kayla Biliu, Matthew Sinclair, Taylor Lane, Darian Allen, Marshall Mintz, Julia Vincent Thornburg, Intronaut, Jonathan Wade, James Williams, Jason Williams, Malcolm Hansford, Thomas Vicarian, John Rogers, and Terry Woolley. Our title theme for Vast Horizon was written by Brandon Boone and performed by Brandon Boone and the Budapest Scoring Choir. Translations were provided by Sophie Yang. This episode could not be possible without our friends at Himalaya. It would also not be possible without the support of our listeners through Patreon and now the support feature on Himalaya. To get access to bonus content like outtakes and bonus episodes, please support us on Himalaya or Patreon, or by sharing this show with a friend or leaving a kind review. This production is copyrighted 2019 by Fool & Scholar Productions, and Vast Horizon is a trademark of Caitlin Statz. Thank you for listening.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.